If you would, open your Bibles to Matthew, the 7th chapter, and as you're doing that, there's an old song called The Arkansas Traveler. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of that before, but it's about a fellow who's sitting on his front porch and just fiddling away. And a traveler comes by, and he sees this man fiddling on his front porch, but he notices he's got a huge hole in his roof. And so the traveler said, "Friend, why are you sitting on the porch fiddling when there's a big hole in your roof? Shouldn't you be fixing it?" And the man on the roof said, "No, I don't need to fix it. When it's raining, it's too wet to get up there and fix. But when it's not raining, there's no need to fix it." And so it's the idea that if you don't deal with the problem when it's dry, you know, when it rains and the winds blow and the water comes, you're going to suffer the consequences. Don't be lazy. Fix the problem now. So Matthew chapter 7, we're all familiar with this. We've even made it into a kid's song. "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." You know, the time to fix the spiritual hole in the roof, if you will, is right now. Not before it's too late. You need to make that decision right now to fix what needs to be fixed. And, you know, how do we do that? Well, right here, he's saying, obey the words of Jesus. Right? That's the beginning of fixing that spiritual hole in your roof. Whoever does these sayings of mine, or hears them and does them, he's going to liken him to the wise man who built his house on the rock. So, just a simple story to get you thinking about the necessity of fixing what needs to be fixed right now, and any excuse we might use, whether it's laziness or fear or whatever, it's not going to do us any good, and it can damage us greatly. You have the opportunity now to listen to the words of Jesus, the words of God. If you haven't obeyed the gospel, do that. If you've done that and fallen away, it's time to come home. So this evening, if you have any spiritual need, don't delay, don't wait, don't put it off. Let's do it tonight as we stand, as we sing.